Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 4, Logical Reasoning. Where does knowledge come from?
In the last lecture, we talked about truth, and I tried to explain what truth is. Truth, of course, is a characteristic that beliefs have. A given particular belief is true or false. But now we're going to talk about something else, logical reasoning. Logical reasoning is about transitions between beliefs, or inferring one belief from another. So it's a rather different topic. Now, I don't want to, in this lecture, go into the intricacies of symbolic logic, which is more like mathematics than anything else. I'm trying to bring out to you why logic is a more interesting and deep subject than you might have suspected. There will be some somewhat dry material about the nature of logic, but I'm going to try to bring out why logic matters and why we need to be clear about it. The first notion to bring in is the notion of validity. Now, the way we use the word validity is not the way we use the notion of truth. Truth applies to a particular belief or particular statement. Validity is about arguments. An argument is said to be valid or invalid. Reasoning is valid or invalid. So we don't say of a particular belief that it is valid or invalid. We say it's true or false. We talk about a reasoning process, a sequence of moves between one belief and another. That's what we call valid or invalid. So we're interested in the nature of validity. Obviously, it's important that your reasoning should be valid. In philosophy and any other subject, if your reasoning is to be good, it must be valid. Just as if your beliefs are to be good, they must be true. If your reasoning is invalid, that's a criticism of your beliefs. These are sometimes called normative notions. They say how things ought to be. So your belief ought to be, your reasoning, I'm sorry, ought to be valid, as your beliefs ought to be true. It's not a matter of just the way they are, it's the way they should be. So we should aim at validity in our reasoning, just as we aim at truth in our beliefs. The most basic distinction to be clear about in the case of reasoning is the distinction between premise and conclusion, or premises and conclusion. So in any given argument, let's think of an argument now as a series of statements or a series of beliefs, and the series will have a beginning point called the premise or the premises, and it'll have an end point, which is the conclusion. The argument will take the form of inferring the conclusion from the premises. So we've got several notions in play now. Inference and premise and conclusions. Validity of an argument depends on whether the conclusion follows from the premises. So the premises, what's meant by the premises? The premises are the things which are assumed for the sake of the argument, the things you start from, the things which are taken for granted in the case of the argument. The conclusion is where you want to get to in the argument, what you want to establish by means of the argument. And if your argument is a valid argument, you will have established the conclusion by means of the premises. I think we need an example. I'll take the classic example from Aristotle. All men are mortal. That's a premise. Socrates is a man. That's another premise. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. That's the conclusion. Let's analyse this. So we've got two premises. One is a premise of a general form. It says all men are mortal. The second premise, the thing we're starting from, our argument's going to be based on, is a particular premise, Socrates is a man. And the conclusion we draw from those two premises is Socrates is mortal. I think you can see already that that conclusion follows from those premises. That is to say, if it's the case that all men are mortal, and if it's the case that Socrates is a man, then certainly Socrates is mortal. And why is that? Well, if all men are mortal and Socrates is a man, he must be mortal, right? He could not fail to be. If all men are mortal and Socrates is an instance of being a man and all men are mortal, then Socrates, being an instance of man, must be mortal. So we can see from those premises that that conclusion follows. So that argument that we just gave with those two premises and that one conclusion is said to be a valid argument. It meaning the conclusion follows from the premises. What that means, what following from the premises means, given that the premises are true, the conclusion must be true. It could not be the case that the premises were true and the conclusion was false. That's what makes something into a valid argument. If I were to argue as follows, if I were to say all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is a philosopher, that's an invalid argument. The conclusion doesn't follow from the premises. If I had